Duke Ellington said of Peggy Lee, "If I'm the Duke, then she's the Queen." Singer, songwriter, and arranger Peggy Lee died yesterday of a heart attack at her home in Bel Air, California. She was 81 years old. Karen Michelle has this appreciation.
When I was a kid, I first knew that sex was more than a word in the dictionary when I heard Peggy Lee sing Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Peggy Lee does more than sing. She delivers a tune. For Fever, Lee stands still, her right arm outstretched, fingers snapping, her voice somehow cold while singing words of steam.
Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever.
Max Bennett brought me the song, Little Willie John's big hit record. And I agreed that I'd love to sing it, but I couldn't sing some of the lyrics in it. They were not for me to sing. And so I wrote lyrics for it.
Pianist George Shearing says it's the arrangement, as much as the lyrics, that causes fever.
The space is left for the rhythm. Fever in the moment. All these spaces in between.
That's my arrangement. Drums, bass, and finger snapping.
You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night.
Peggy Lee didn't have a big, beautiful voice. What she had was style and a gift for getting to the core of a lyric. It's a talent she recognized early on. Will Friedwald has written many a liner note about Peggy Lee.
She had somebody called it a very bleak Dickensian childhood in North Dakota. It was really kind of grim. And she said that her only solace or her only kind of joy in life was listening to bands on the radio. You know, she discovered Count Basie at a very early age on the radio, even before he had left Kansas City. And that was what she decided she had to do, was to be a part of the music world.
Lee admired and learned from Basie's sense of swing and sense of time.
The sparseness of things, he made everything count. And I think about one of my favorite mottos is by Chief Justice Holmes, and he said, "The eternal struggle of art is to leave out all but the essentials." I think Basie knew how to do that.
From the mid-1940s onward, critics would say that she did too. That was after stints on radio stations in North Dakota, changing her name, and working as a carnival barker and waitress in Southern California. She kept singing, too, with ever better bands from Los Angeles to St. Louis, until the night in Chicago in 1941 that nearly broke but ultimately made her. Benny Goodman's fiancée had seen Lee perform in the same hotel where Goodman was staying. Helen Forrest had just left the band, and Goodman needed a new canary. Lee got the job, but no rehearsal.
People were disappointed in me, and I don't blame them. I was trying to sing in Helen's keys. I was scared to death. I didn't have any rehearsal. It was kind of a fantastic nightmare.
My old flame, I can't even think of his name.
Lee remembers singing My Old Flame that first night with Goodman and getting panned by the critics. Downbeat magazine captioned her photo, "Sweet 16 and will never be missed." Lee tried to quit. Goodman wouldn't let her. When Goodman hired guitarist Dave Barbour, Lee found more reason to stay. They fell in love and were tossed out of the band. The two married and Lee stopped performing, but they started writing songs together and later recording them.
We had things like It's a Good Day and Manana and I Don't Know Enough About You, and it seemed like everything we would put out was a hit then.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line, and baby, what can I do?
I Don't Know Enough About You was the first Lee-Barber collaboration. It hit the charts in May 1946 and made it to number 7. The song and Peggy Lee were so popular that the tune stayed on the Hit Parade radio show for 17 weeks. Later in 1946, she captured Downbeat Magazine's Reader's Poll as top female singer of the year, just 5 years after the same publication had panned her. To writer Will Friedwald, Lee's is essentially a jazz voice. There's the touch of Billie Holiday, the influence of Ethel Waters. But she did albums with gypsy melodies, Japanese poetry, and Latin rhythms.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is soon enough for me.
Peggy Lee also made dozens of appearances on radio and later television. She also had acting roles in feature films, including Pete Kelly's Blues in 1955. For that, she was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress. Still, more people have probably heard her film work, most notably the songs she wrote and sang for the Disney animation Lady and the Tramp.
We are Siamese, if you please.
The cats were natural to me. And, of course, being two cats, I started figuring out if I sang a fifth away from myself, that it sounded Siamese. I'm not sure what Siamese sounds like, but I think it sounds Siamese.
Later, Lee also decided she was being ripped off by Disney. In 1987, she sued for her share of the video profits for her work in the film. In 1993, the suit was settled, though not entirely to her satisfaction. By this time, she was in ill health. She endured double pneumonia, serious injuries from falls, diabetes, and repeated heart surgery. Still, in the early 80s, she brought a stage show, Peg, to Broadway, where it flopped. And she continued to record and do well-received nightclub shows into the 1990s. Recordings of Lee's hits Black Coffee by K.D. Lang and Fever by Madonna kept her name and her legacy current. Those are copies. Peggy Lee was an original.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire?"
For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and